EU plan against poverty and for the protection of persons with disabilities, the Commission warns that nearly 95 million people in the EU remain at risk of poverty or social exclusion, with single parents, children, persons with disabilities, the elderly, and citizens in precarious employment being particularly affected. Last week, the European Commission presented a comprehensive social package aimed at significantly reducing poverty and social exclusion in the European Union by 2050.at. The heart of the package is the first ever EU poverty strategy, designed to align member state policies and direct European funds toward the most vulnerable groups. The Commission warns that nearly 95 million people in the EU continue to face the risk of poverty or social exclusion. Single parents, children, persons with disabilities, older people, and citizens in precarious forms of employment are especially impacted. Alongside the anti-poverty strategy, the European Affordable Housing Plan was introduced, through which Brussels intends to address the rising cost of property and rent in many European cities. The Commission plans to increase investment in social and energy-efficient housing, simplify state aid rules for housing projects, and encourage the European Investment Bank to provide stronger financing for public and affordable housing. Special emphasis has been placed on tackling homelessness and energy poverty, situations where households are unable to cover basic heating and electricity costs. The Commission also aims to strengthen the implementation of the European Pillar of Social Rights through new measures for a fairer labour market, better protection for workers, and increased access to education, healthcare, and digital services. The statement notes that member states will receive additional financial and technical support to implement reforms, including the use of resources from the European Social Fund Plus, ESF Plus, and other European funds. The Commission maintains that social policy must become an integral part of the green and digital transitions to prevent further deepening of inequalities among EU citizens. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen stated that economic progress is meaningless if a large number of citizens remain excluded from basic social and economic opportunities, and that Europe must remain a continent of social security, equal opportunities, and a dignified life for all.